Okay. Okay, everyone, the 312th Senate will please come to order. Everyone, take their seats.
Permission to speak.
The Senate recognizes the senator from Missouri.
It has been brought to my attention through recent findings that Mikey took my seat.
Mikey, the senator from Arkansas, the Senate calls on you to answer these allegations. Is it true that you did, in fact, take the senator from Missouri's seat?
I represent myself and the great state of Arkansas when I say that these allegations require adding additional context, namely that the senator from Missouri did not call Fives on the seat and therefore does not have a right to maintain it.
If Fives was not called, the charge is void and the senator from Missouri must take his seat elsewhere. Now, we will proceed to tonight's first order. Okay, it has now come to my attention that someone has brought their own gavel. As a reminder to all that I am the only one who gets to have a gavel because I am the main guy and I dibsed it. Now, I demand a bipartisan report of who brought their own gavel to this chamber. No one saw? No one? Okay, real mature guys. Anyway, the first order is to vote on one bill, 2447, but due to a technical problem, the old system is broken. So, we're going to do hands. If I may instruct the senators to put their heads down and no peeking. Hands up if you're for the bill. Okay. One, two, three, four, five. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's 51 votes, so it passes.
It has come to my attention through recent intel that Samantha put both her hands up.
I object!
Okay, well, foremost, I don't see how it is possible for that intel to have been collected by the senator unless they were peeking, and I specifically said no peeking, so that's kind of fucked. But Samantha, did you put both hands up?
No, she did not.
Samantha, do you swear you didn't?
I swear.
The Senate calls for Samantha to cross her heart.
Very well.
Okay, in that case, the bill passes. We're going to war, everyone. Good job.
Samantha was crossing her fingers when she swore.
Samantha, seriously? Oh, man, I already banged a gavel and I've used my one take back for this year, so... Well, the decision stands. We're going to war. But the Senate does add a decree that was super lame of Samantha. Okay, next order. Whose turn was it to bring snacks?
Casey, you made it.
Hey, Casey. Happy 4th of July. I hope you're hungry. What can I get you from the grill?
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for having me to your party. Everything looks amazing. How about I get some corn, a burger, and a hot dog?
Coming right up.
Thanks. Oh, that looks good.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm about to go in on this hot dog Tom made me.
You can't do that. The hot dogs aren't for eating.
Yeah, Casey, the hot dogs aren't for eating.
What are they for?
They're for the burning ritual. Every 4th of July, we write our intentions on a hot dog, then burn them to let go of the past. Independence Day?
Yep, a fresh start. Here's a marker. Now write down whatever you want to let go of. I'll go first. I accept that my dad left and I had to learn to put a condom on from my neighbor who'd only talk to us through a hole in his fence so I could only see one eye when he was explaining it. I forgive you, Dad, even though I got a girl pregnant.
Wow, you fit a lot of text on that dog.
Okay, now me. I'm no longer angry at Sheila for tricking me into joining a beekeeping pyramid scheme. I don't know what to do with all these bees, but I will figure it out. Some way, somehow. I'll get you, Sheila.
Okay. I'm ready to move on from my ex, Justin.
Perfect. Now come around the side of the house to the altar.
Altar? Wait, oh my god, is that a man? A man made of hot dogs?
Yes.
There are so many hot dogs.
Now add your hot dog to the hot dog man.
Spear it on there. There's a free spot right on his elbow.
Now light it. Burn the past and reach true independence.
Roast Justin like the piggy he is.
I don't know if I can.
Light it.
Do you hear screaming?
we all hear what we want to hear. Maybe it's the juices steaming inside the casings, or maybe it's your conscience wanting to imagine Justin suffering.
Confront your hot dog demons. The hot dog man doesn't control you. You control him. Let him burn!
You don't control me! The hot dogs aren't for eating! They are for burning!
Now chant with us. We release you, hot dog demons!
We release you, hot dog demons! We release you, hot dog demons! We release you, hot dog demons!
Wow. I feel so much better.
See? Told you. That's what 4th of July is all about.
Okay, now we can eat the hot dogs. And it'll taste better than you could have ever imagined. Go on, get your stone.
Okay. Wait. This one over here says, I have killed and will kill again.
Oops. That's one of mine. The taste of freedom. Now, isn't that delicious?
Oh my gosh, Kelly, is that your new American Girl doll? She's so pretty.
Oh, thank you. Yes, this is Splenda.
Oh, that's an interesting name. What's her special hobby?
Going over Niagara Falls in a barrel.
What?
Splenda's special hobby is going over Niagara Falls inside a barrel.
Oh, cool.
And surviving, of course.
Right. Well, I have my doll Felicity here with me. Do you maybe want to play together?
Okay. I guess Splenda could be down.
Great.
Why, hello there. I'm Felicity Merriman. I'm from Colonial Williamsburg, and I love horses.
I'm Splenda.
Splenda? What a splendid name. Would you like to help me brush my horse?
No.
Oh, well, maybe you'd rather pick flowers at my grandfather's plantation with me.
Felicity, I don't think so.
Well, what do you want to do then?
I think it's pretty obvious that I want to go over Niagara Falls in a big old barrel.
How is that obvious?
It says so on my box.
Okay, well, it's certainly unconventional, but I'm not one to turn down an adventure. I shall join you on your journey to...
Oh, you're not coming with me, honey.
What?
I do not want you in that barrel with me. No way in hell.
What do you mean?
You would die so fast.
I would not.
Yes, you would.
I'll have you know that I'm quite the tomboy, and
what does that have to do with literally anything?
Well, I'm just telling you that I'm not simply a weak young girl, and I'm strong enough
to- Please, dear God, do not let this bitch say she is strong enough to go over Niagara Falls in a barrel.
I am strong enough!
You think you're strong enough to survive a 167-foot fall and then endure the force of 2,509 tons of gushing water in a wooden barrel?
Well, what? And you are?
Yes, I'm a plastic doll. I have no vital organs and I can't bleed. And even if my head comes off or something, I can send myself away to the American Girl Doll Hospital and they'll fix me up real good and send me back a week later with a pair of crutches and a fleece-lined cast. I'm literally built to do sick, fucked up stunts and tear myself apart for everlasting fame and glory.
Kelly, I don't think I want to play anymore. I'm confused.
Yeah, that's fine. Hey, this was actually pretty fun. We should do it again sometime.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, bye.
Bye. Splenda, you're kind of a freak. You're the one that named me Splenda, bitch.
True.
Ricardo, Dante, I think I finally see it, the new world.
Look at that, a vast new land to explore and conquer.
This new land is full of untold riches and treasure, I'm sure of it.
After all these years of just sailing west and hoping for the best, we finally come across the new world, America. I must update the captain's log at once.
Hey, Amerigo, wait a second. What did you say?
I said I must go update the captain's log to preserve history.
Yeah, but like you called it something.
Oh, yeah. America. It's like a placeholder. That's just the placeholder name. We're constantly sailing places and renaming them, and it takes forever to get a name approved nowadays.
Yeah, but like you have to name it after a queen or something.
Yeah, no, totally. I'm sure we will. This is just temporary. I'm just saying, like, her name is Anna of Bohemia, which doesn't exactly roll off the tongue.
Amerigo, we can't just name this after you.
What? Why not? We can name the next one after you.
I don't know. That seems pretty fair to me, especially if it's just a placeholder.
Stop taking his side, Ricardo. You know what else was a placeholder? Rome.
Okay, you know what? Let's do rock, paper, scissors to decide. Happy?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
Ha ha! I did cannon. Cannon beats everything. I win. It's named America.
That's not cool, man. Totally not in the spirit of the game.
We never said no cannon.
It's implied!
You know what? Let's make a mix of all of our names. Amerigo, Dante, and Ricardo. Amanterdo.
No, I'm not letting that guy screw us out of naming our land. What if this place is the next big thing, huh? Like the new China or something.
All right, fine. We'll name it Amanterdo. Give me the captain's log so I can write it down.
Oh, look who likes to flaunt that they're the only one here who knows how to read and write. Listen, if I find out that you're lying about what you're writing...
Hey, guys, when we land...
Yes, when we land, we can all put our handprints in the sand.
Only Sketches About Americana was written and performed by James Azzaretti, Kamal Elsawa, Chris Fitzgerald, Cassidy Graham, Lauren Hardman, Iban Kulkarni, Sam Lezak, Jenna Sheridan, Annette Storkman, and Gabrielle Williott. Sound design and music by Nicholas R. Nelson. I've been your announcer, Mark Stauffenberg, and this has been an Only Sketches About production.